Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's Other People's Problems. We abbreviate into OPP, and where can we find the rest of them, do you think? All of them we've ever done.
The Odyssey app.
Spell it.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Thank you.
It's so hard to do when you put me on the spot like
Sorry.
That.
Sorry. What's this one about?
Today we have Jake, and he's worried about the influencer lifestyle.
Mm, aren't we all?
Yeah.
Okay. Jake?
Yay, guys.
Yay!
So tell us about the influencer thing. What's going on?
Yeah. So my wife has decided that she wants to take up becoming an influencer. It's kind of been the thing, yeah, for a couple years now. She's been off and on.
A couple years she's been trying to do it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, a couple years. Nothing's really worked for her. She's tried, like, cooking videos. She's tried fitness stuff. Nothing really stuck until recently. She actually had a few videos go super viral, and she actually made a pretty decent amount of money off of it.
Oh, great.
Oh, cool.
Why are you on the phone with us? Yeah. Go, run. What are you doing?
I mean, I was cool with, like, the cooking videos, the fitness. That was all fine with me. But the issue that I'm having is the videos that worked for her that actually got a lot of views.
Porn.
They included our children. Very young children, 7 and 4 years old.
Oh, geez. Oh.
7 and 4. Those are young. Yeah.
Like a family. I mean, I've seen them on YouTube and stuff.
Gosh.
I'm sure they're on Instagram.
Family influencer. Sorry, not to be judgmental of you and your wife.
You can't apologize for being judgmental. That was totally full of judgment.
I don't feel that it often ends well.
The influencer thing?
The family influencer thing?
Isn't one of them in jail for doing some?
There's a lot of them in
There's
jail.
One that just did an expose about, like, her cheating husband. There's also very
it's
tragically
almost always bad.
A death.
But Jake, okay, other than the just great energy you're getting from the women here, what are your concerns? Just because it's your kids or, like, what?
Well, it's just the whole thing of having our kids in the public eye. Like, so many people can see it, and it just kind of seems a little revealing to me, a little, like, not good for the kids, not good for the family. She swears that a chunk of the money is going to go right into their college funds, which would be great. I mean, we could definitely use that money for tuition. But I just don't know if it's worth sacrificing my kids' privacy and putting them on the internet like that. Just something about it. It seems a little wrong.
So she wants to go.
Our children.
She's thinking now that she's gotten a little bit of traction and some money has rolled in, she wants to go all in and really get after it?
Exactly, yeah. And I should say, this has been a dream of hers for, like I said, she's been doing this for a few years now, and she's been trying to make it stick. So I think, now that she's actually got some traction, I think she thinks she can really bring some money in doing it.
And I'm going to be ancient when I say this. I'm going to be ancient. But remember when we wanted to be astronauts and like doctors and stuff, and now everybody's like, even my kids are like, I just want to be like famous or like a YouTuber on Twitch.
And grown woman. She's not a child.
No, I know, but it's like, he's saying she's wanted to do this for a long time. It's like, dream bigger than critic on Instagram. Like, I don't know.
I kind of take that as like a good sign that she wants to do this and she's tried other avenues before the kids. Like, she wasn't just like, I'm going to exploit the kids.
Right.
And she tried genuinely other things, and then this stuck, and it's kind of like, oh, I guess this worked. So I kind of give her a little more credit for that.
But T-Hack, would you be comfortable with your kids being online in this capacity?
I don't know. I'm very torn because I post pictures of my kids all the time and I don't make any money doing it.
But
so am I the idiot?
Well, maybe. But do they feel like they're ever like performing for you? Because I think that's where the concern is. It's like these kids now start
becomes pageant mom.
Like they need to do the videos, and if they don't want to do them, it gets, you know, I might be jumping ahead here, but
yeah, my kids are definitely not. I mean, it's just candid photos that I'm posting.
Let's see if there's any weird momfluencers or whatever we call these things out
or
there.
Or non-weird ones.
Okay, maybe I'll start with weird.
Okay. God, judgy. Oh, wait, me. 303-222-5423. If you have advice for Jake, you can call that number or text that number. Since Erica and Aaron were so negative about it up front, let me just ask this. Are there any family influencers that have been around long enough that we see the end effects on the kids?
Like the Kardashians.
Kids. Ew.
Kylie and Kendall were little girls.
Mm. Yeah.
And now they're billionaires.
All billionaires, yeah.
Right, and actually I think Kylie and Kendall have done okay.
Kind of compared.
Yeah.
I don't. Is it like child acting? Like we all know the horror stories, but then there's Miranda Cosgrove who's like, yeah, I'm just normal and...
I love that you plucked Miranda Cosgrove.
What about Amanda Bynes?
Not so good.
She's doing great now, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Allegedly. Okay, sorry, Jake. We're just over here.
I worry about the kids, but I actually worry more about the family dynamic. Because to be on camera, using your life as content every single day of your life, how strong is your relationship? Most of these people do not make it.
Yeah, and especially with the kids, you say 7 and 4? Is that what you said? So they're at a cute age. Yeah. What happens when they're get to that awkward teenage and they don't want to be on camera and you don't want to put them and they don't want to perform? And
but why not make money while you can?
I know. I don't know.
Dude, if there's money sitting right there, you said she made good money. I mean, are you being serious? Like good money.
I mean, for the amount of work that she put into it, I'd say it's a pretty good rate, better than what I'm making. So it's just if she puts the time.
In an hourly sense, probably, I hope. Oh, you know what? I take that back.
Okay.
You need another kid? I'll volunteer.
I hate that this exists.
I'll produce.
Yeah. But what are the splits?
This is the money is why people grow up and say, I want to be an influencer.
One in a billion get it. Like, not that many people.
Is she one of those billion?
Yes, she's not, the kids are.
Yeah.
But I've always, it takes me back to my other argument that when I was a thespian in school and everyone's oh, you're going to be an actor. What? There's only so, it's like, well, there's Denzel Washington who makes millions of dollars. And then there's guys who are in commercials and they make just a normal living that any other job would make.
Mm-hmm, right.
But they're not rich and famous, but they still just make a living at that. And what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Shoot.
But if you choose to do that, that's fine. But if you drag your kids into it, that's different.
Very valid.
Like Jake, you've given us something to chew on. Hang on right there. We'll try to get you some advice. I just think it's so fleeting. Are influencers always going to be around? Because I think, haven't we kind of smelled them out a little bit?
Where no, now they're we're forever like, going to be around.
For real?
Yeah, totally.
Because it's shifted from like perfect aesthetic to like real people having real lives or like user generated content.
I'd rather have that than the perfection, for sure.
Yeah, the family stuff usually lends itself to perfection.
Ew.
All right, so Jake's wife has finally found her influencer lane. but it involves the kids. Like, I would love it if there's any child psychologist. Don't you think? Is this just so damaging to the psyche of a 4 and 7 year old to throw them on social media?
Yeah. Or are kids online no matter what? And so you might as well make money for it.
But in this capacity? At 7?
Yeah, I'm just trying to, I don't know. It's like if we could have made money when we playing video games when we were growing up, we all would have made money.
If Twitch existed, of us would be super wealthy. Yeah,
we were all playing video games.
Yes.
So we just didn't make money doing it. So is this any different? I don't know.
All right, Jake wants to know if he should turn his mom influencer free to use the kids or not. 303-222-5423.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Jake out. His wife wants to be a momfluencer.
Right. She's been trying to be an influencer for quite a while. Mm-hmm. She posted a few videos with the kids, got some traction, now wants to go full in.
And the traction does, I mean, when you have a video take off event, do they reach out to you? Does Insta go like, hey, you want to make a little, or just like.
You're not getting paid by Instagram.
Like, or other, do advertisers reach out and go, hey, I work for
brand deals.
They can, yeah.
Okay, because he said she's made some money on it and it's significant, but he's wondering, is the money worth the risk we take
of exploiting your kids?
Right.
Yeah, but she said she's going to put it towards the college funds for the kids, at least some of it, and it looks like she wants to grow it even more. So
can I just ask a question of the room, though?
Yeah.
Because Aaron just got real hot buttony, exploiting the kids. Does Tiek exploit his kids?
No, he's just posting pictures of them.
Right. Mm. So what's the line? When does it become?
You wouldn't pay to see my kids.
I'm genuinely curious. When is it exploiting?
When they become the content.
When they're working, I guess is a good question. But then it's like my brother, they do not post their kids. We do not post their kids. So it's like there are people who just don't want them online at all. And then there's somewhere in the middle.
But that Ryan Unbox kid, or is that his name?
Yes.
Ryan, yeah.
Oh my gosh, he makes so much money.
I know, but is it exploitive?
Kind of.
It kind of is, but it's almost in a healthy way. Like, it doesn't seem like the parents are manipulating him.
That's what I'm saying.
Forcing him to do it.
I don't know.
So there are good creators Dude Dad is Colorado, and his stuff is more parenting-based, not just
watch my kids
all day. Yeah.
Different.
So Jake's just torn on that whole exploiting the kids thing. And we really have somebody from Child Protection?
She used to work there, she said, yeah.
Okay, Nancy?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think about this OPP?
You know, I'm really against it. Children should never be used. Child Protection is very, very serious work. Just for example, don't put your child's name on their backpack. They're cute, but you're giving...
Oh my God, it never occurred to me till this moment. Because then somebody goes, Noah, and he turns around.
Right. And then there's also things like, and I'm sure, Nancy, you've seen this, where if your kid goes somewhere with a uniform, I see a lot of parents cover what's on the uniform with emojis. Because
you don't want primrose.
Random people knowing where your kids go to school.
Oh, yeah. My yeah. God.
Absolutely. Yeah. And let me just say, no one asks children to help them locate their dog. You get that child close to a door, and they are in the trunk.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God, Nancy. You're the worst call I've ever... Like, I hate...
But also,
like,
thank you for doing 100%. That. 100%.
Yeah. Thankfully, my kids are, like, old enough now to, like...
I think about it with what we do. I mean, and on some level, you could say we talk about our families. Mm-hmm. We talk about our lives. Are we exploiting, you know?
You know, my daughter does radio also. And there's just certain things you don't talk about that could expose your children to any drama. Mm-hmm. Never, ever.
Wow.
Never.
Thank you for the tips. Appreciate it. You guys actually knew the backpack thing already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same with like, oh my God, I'm so stupid. Pictures in front of your house because someone could recognize the door or like if the number's there.
But Slacker, you had kids at a time that there wasn't social media, whereas like Aaron and I have very young nieces and nephews.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think the hardest part about it, like you said.
Tiak has kids.
Yeah, hi, Tiak.
As far as sharing your kids, there's pressure from family, especially the older generation. Like, we want to see
photos
the kids.
Up of Leo and Hazel.
First day of school, let's post it. And it's like, that's where it can get cloudy because you're like, no,
because
I don't want to.
The other thing, and I know we're a little out of the weeds of this influencer thing, but that thing that every mom does or whatever, where it's like, Leo, first day of school, this academy,
teachers.
And you name so many personal details about your kid on that board.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Very. Yeah.
But everybody takes that picture. Patrick?
Yai.
What do you think Jake should do here?
So, I think this is a bad idea. You know, there's so much potential as it sits with creepy people, stalkers, pedophiles. You do not want to open these kids up to thousands, potentially hundreds of thousands of strangers. And it isn't quite like sharing your own family pictures because you control who sees that. Those are your friends, your contacts. You're only successful by the volume of strangers interacting with this content. And that just dramatically intensifies the possibility for something bad like that to happen. I wouldn't do it.
And the effect on mental health later, if all you know is how many likes I got,
Did the video do well?
Yeah.
My value is clickable by a button.
The that's money
no
for
way.
Therapy. Mm-hmm. Like
thank you, Hack.
We have quite a few texts talking about the predators. And the main one is the issue with using kids on social is how many predators use those videos for other things.
Gross. Really?
You're reliant on the volume of strangers.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a bar.
But I will say this. You don't ever let your kids know the amount of likes, though.
When they're old enough, they can see it
themselves.
They'll
figure it out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not having your 4 and 7-year-old go like, how many likes did I get on that, Mom?
No,
like,
but you could say, oh, this video, just out loud, talking to your significant other, this video got 500 likes.
Or did
and they
well.
Just pick up. Yeah.
Yeah. If Leo would smile more, we would have gotten that
turns. Oh, my God, it's so,
so
gross. Caroline?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it depends on the content. I think if it's mom hacks, as far as like do this to prevent this or whatever, and then she has to have a kid in the video, fine. But if it's performative dancing with your kid, that's where it becomes exploitative, I guess.
Yeah.
I like that point.
Like, I love the if you show the tackle box that all the moms were doing recently.
Exactly. What?
The snackle box.
Yeah, the snackle box.
Thank you.
It's a tackle box. That's what it's made for.
It's a snackle box.
I'm sorry.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.